If you're just joining us, KHSU Magazine, David Reed here with Jennifer Famico Cahill.
Hello.
Talking about chocolate.
Yes. We should do this
more
every
chocolate.
Week,
more chocolate. You brought chocolate.
I did bring chocolate, which I am going to goad you into trying on air. Yeah, it's for science. So this week we went over and talked to...
Crinkle.
Is it? Which one do you have?
I have espresso. It's a little truffle.
Yeah. Mm. So that is one of Ken Bunton's creations, and the location where you used to go get Jacques chocolates, and then you went and got Venlo chocolates, and then you went to get Humboldt chocolates. You can still get, honestly, all of the stuff that you've been getting over the years at that same location, including the Humboldt chocolate bars and whatnot, but now it is Kenny's chocolates.
Okay, so what's different?
Well, what's different is Kenny is the guy who's been for the last 25 years in that kitchen making chocolates. First for Jacques, then for Venlo, then for Humboldt Chocolates, and now under his own name.
Wait, so you're saying the thing that changed is nothing changed.
Except he is going to be making his own things. And what you're tasting is the first round of his new chocolates, the things that he's been dying to make for the past quarter century. He started working for Jacques. He's sort of apprenticed there. He was not planning on being a chocolatier, but he got a job there out of high school and started making chocolates. And he apprenticed in the sense that he learned everything from Jacques Holton, who ran Jacques Chocolates and still does. He was trained in the Netherlands and, you know, he had this European tradition, and he trained Ken Bunton the same way. So he learned everything by heart. There was a recipe book, but it's very vague. It's a list of ingredients, some notes, but it's a bit like your family recipes. A lot of it is by repetition. A lot of it is by knowing the technique. When you're a seasoned chocolatier, you know how to do all these things. We talked about the particulars of making chocolate, even in Humboldt in particular. And you have to change, for making caramel, you have to change the temperature by 1 degree when it's raining.
Oh, because the climate is so affects the sugars so much.
So there are a lot of things that you have to just know. You can't just buy a recipe book and do all this stuff. And so he learned all of this and did it for many years. And then Jacques became Venlo, and then Venlo sold or became Humboldt Chocolates. So he worked with Jonah Ginsberg, the owner of Humboldt Chocolates, for a few years. And he really wanted to strike out on his own all this time and have his own shop, do his own stuff. And he let Jonah Ginsberg know, hey, listen, I'm going to be getting a commercial kitchen to work out of and do my own side thing. And Jonah Ginsberg said, do you still want to buy the shop?
Huh.
And they worked it out. So he's now, Kenny is working as a sort of an independent contractor making Humboldt chocolates. So all of the Humboldt chocolates that you see in stores around the county and in the location in Old Town behind the gazebo in Snug Alley are still going to be made in that location, still made by hand, wrapped by hand by folks in Old Town. But he's also going to be doing his own things, his own new stuff. You can still get the French creams with the lemon inside. It's okay. Don't freak out.
That still keeps our count, our target-rich environment that is Old Town and Downtown Eureka, very high for chocolate.
Yes.
Because we still have Partrix, Dick Taylor, mm-hmm. Humboldt Coffee and Chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and now Kenny's.
Right, Kenny's, with all of the Humboldt chocolate
okay,
in
so
there.
We still have just
technically,
way
really
more chocolate than we can possibly eat.
Challenge accepted, my friend. But yeah, it's interesting, and he's doing a lot more ganache creams and a lot more kind of fancy stuff. He's experimenting with things, some of the flavors that I brought in that are new today.
Let's see. I think I broke a cardinal rule by eating on the microphone because now
people needed to experience the chocolate realness.
Blackberry, ginger, chai cream, and cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very
strong recommend on the ginger. It's got little bits of crystallized ginger, which I enjoy.
Me too.
And they're just a lot of different flavors, a lot of things you haven't seen before in the shop. And yeah, it's nice to see him branching out.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And chocolate survives in Old Town. That's good. That's good news. Because there's always something changing in Old Town. The business climate
but
comes
the chocolate
and goes.
Seems to stick around, right?
It does.
Partrix has been there a long time.
Yes.
A long time. Yes. And Old Town Coffee and Chocolates also.
I will not date myself, but yes, it was there when I was a baby. And Jennifer Famico Cahill, always fun to talk about food on the magazine.
Thank you.